We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Okay, Taylor, drop on the clues bombs for Taylor. Putting together new Donkey of the Day intros. Okay, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 24th goes to Belinda H. Miller of Augusta, Georgia. Belinda is 50 years old, grown woman, seasoned, okay, knows what she wants and how she wants it, and if she doesn't get it, I'm sure she's not happy about it, and I totally understand, okay? What you kids don't realize is those of us born in the 1900s grew up on the Burger King slogan, have it your way. Okay, yes, long before the Migos and Drake were having their way, we were having ours, and that's really a slogan that applies to more than just Burger King, okay? When you go to fast food restaurants, you want what you want, and anything else is uncivilized. Okay, word to Charles Barkley in the Right Guard commercials from the 1900s. But it's certain things you expect from certain fast food restaurants. When you go to Chick-fil-A, you expect immaculate service and for your order to be absolutely correct. So imagine going to Chick-fil-A and ordering a 4-piece chicken strips with a large waffle fry and Polynesian sauce, heavy on the Polynesian sauce. But imagine the disappointment one would feel if they forgot the Polynesian sauce. Okay, you a mile up the road, got to get back off the highway, bust a U-turn to get back to Chick-fil-A to get to the Polynesian sauce because you can't even eat the chicken strips without the Polynesian sauce. That's high-level FFD. Y'all know what FFD is, right? fast food disappointment. Okay, FFD is one of the worst things one can experience because most of the time when we order in fast food, we're doing it on the go. And it's comfort food and we want to be comforted. And when the things we want for comfort aren't provided, how can we not be disappointed? McDonald's ice cream machine being broke, FFD. Wendy's fries not hot after saying you want fresh hot fries, FFD. Krispy Kreme hot and now light, not on when you pull up to it, FFD. But Belinda Miller, oh, what Belinda Miller went through is high-level FFD, the kind of FFD that one might need some therapy for later. See, Jamel, I know that you have an affinity for Popeyes, right?
I love Popeyes.
So let me ask you a question. What's your go-to Popeyes order?
Three-piece, spicy, red beans and rice, Dr. Pepper. That's the go-to. Yeah.
So what could be missing from that order that would disappoint you?
Okay, so I'm not a sauce person. So when you were laying that out, I definitely understand fast food disappointment. Like, I eat my chicken strips or chicken nuggets or, you know, chicken tenders, no sauce.
Jesus Christ.
So I wouldn't have been disappointed at all. I'd have been like, oh, cool.
I'm the same. No sauce on my nuggets or
no sauce
chicken fingers either.
Y'all should never be allowed to own a firearm. What?
What?
Why don't you sauce?
No.
No.
Wow.
Unless it's Chick-fil-A. Wow. It's Chick-fil-A all day. But outside of that, nah, no sauce, nothing.
Wow.
Just a little salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's it. Like fries, no ketchup. I just need salt.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Fries, no ketchup, just salt and pepper.
Well, let's go to ABC6 for the report, please, to see what kind of
FFD. A local woman is arrested and accused of driving her car into a restaurant. Belinda Miller was arrested today for allegedly ramming her SUV through the wall of Popeyes on Walton Way. Investigators say the 50-year-old continued driving her vehicle through the doors of the building and did not stop until debris blocked her from moving further. No one was hurt, but a woman inside the restaurant was almost hit. Melinda Miller is charged with aggravated assault and first-degree criminal damage to property.
Now, I know the audio wasn't the best, but Belinda ran her car into a Popeyes. You know why she ran her car into a Popeyes? Because they forgot her biscuits.
That is the item that would lead to major FFD.
See,
you got to hear both sides. Because as that story was being played, I was thinking, I bet it's a reason. And I bet it's a good one. I was like, I need to hear both sides of this one.
They forgot her biscuits.
You forget the biscuit. Listen. It's going to be a problem. You can't forget the biscuit. You got one job.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't forget the biscuit.
I've been really doing my best in 2023 not to say the N-word anymore. Okay, been trying not to call people of any race the N-word. I just want to eliminate the N-word from all my timelines and every multiverse that I exist in. But when niggas nig on this level of nigging, you must allow me an exception, okay? There's a reason that I have historically called this establishment Popeye's Chicken and Nigger Cookies. Okay, see, the Popeye's biscuit is proof that a lot of black people don't really want the peace they say they want, all right? The Popeye's biscuit is proof that we might be gluttons for punishment because as I've gotten older, I've come to the conclusion that the Popeye's biscuit is overrated. Fight me.
Oh, I will fight you.
What?
Let's go. Let's scrap right now.
Chick-fil-A biscuits with their breakfast sandwiches are better. KFC biscuits are better.
No.
And Bojangles?
Bojangles down. Bojangles, yeah. Okay. Bojangles, you're right. Bojangles, you're right.
The Bojangles chicken biscuit?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Manna from heaven.
That Bo-Berry biscuit? Come on
fire.
Now.
Absolute fire.
Washing Popeyes on every level, okay? The Popeyes biscuit is a weapon. All right, that's what it is.
Now you're being disrespectful.
No, let it sit for a day and then throw that blunt object at somebody.
Why would you let it sit for a day? That's your first problem.
Well, don't even let it sit. Just take it right out the box and throw it at somebody's head. If you hit the person in the head, you're going to get arrested for murder because they're going to die.
I now feel very vindicated over my no sauce take because that's one of the worst food takes I've ever heard.
Listen. Them biscuits are overrated, okay? And if you miss the person that you threw the biscuit at, when that hard-ass nigga cookie shatters a window, you're going to get arrested for assault and battery with intent to kill, okay? The Popeye's biscuit is a weapon of mass destruction. Don't believe me? Eat it with no drink. I bet you never ate it with no drink, Jamel. Exactly.
I bet
y'all won't do that challenge on TikTok. So try to eat as many Popeye's biscuits as you can with no drink. I bet you can't just even eat one.
I bet you can't.
Nah, you'll die.
Really, the issue I have currently with Popeyes, they did this a while ago. I need y'all to bring back the Cajun rice. They took it off the menu. And I'm upset about this. So Cajun rice hive, I need y'all to assemble because I want it brought back. Y'all brought, you know, McDonald's brought back that nasty ass McRib, right? Well, bring back Cajun rice.
At Popeyes right now, tell them ban the biscuit and bring back Cajun rice. And I'm going to be honest with you. What I think happened to Belinda, because there's a manager at Popeyes, when you read the story, she told police that before the crash, the mistake was corrected and Belinda got her biscuits, but she was still unhappy. I got a theory that Belinda got her biscuits, but she forgot her drink. and she was actually choking on a nigga cookie, lost control of her SUV, and that's how she ended up crashing into the Popeyes. Either that, or you simply are what you eat. And yeah, you are what you
eat. Wait, Belinda was about to buy NBC. Is that what happened? That's what we're going with this.
NBC stands for Nigga Biscuit Cookie. All right? That's what I think happened. Belinda was eating a nigga cookie, and now because of that, we have one of the most classic nigga moments in American history.
You're about to experience a nigga moment. Mm-hmm. Webster defines the nigga moment as a moment when ignorance overwhelms the mind of an otherwise logical Negro to act in an illogical, self-destructive, i.e., like a nigga.
Happy Black History Month, y'all. Please give Belinda H. Miller the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I learned a lot about y'all this morning. Y'all don't like sauce with y'all chicken scrimp.
Nope.
And y'all like Popeye's biscuits. I used to like Popeye's biscuits when I was childish, but you know.
You put away childish things?
I put away childish things. I grew up, you know what I mean? Put the childish ways behind me.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.